of something that starts out chilaso isa v'sofa sufganim chilaso sufganim v'sofa isa, that is going to lose its hamotzi if it doesn't have tor lechem. I will be less pay tor lechem, but if it doesn't have tor lechem, kigom lochshin shekar v'muzlayich. And then we have a suffix of what type of bracha you make, and therefore, in order to be yotze all the deos, only eat it during a meal. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Ches la'achar afiyah, haloshenei meduzik kol kach uperusho achar abishul, v'kdeira v'atiko memachas, v'skiwa har me'achronim, v'dafka im yesh v'apruzes kezayis, v'la v'achi, ayide abishul o ayide tigun, Nispatul Sheikh Lechem Legamri. So Mishnah Berurah says that if there isn't going to be a Kezayis, then everybody would say, then the halacha is that it's going to get a Mizonos because it's Nispatul Lechem Lechem. So part of the definition of Tor Lechem is that it needs to be a Kezayis. Ayin Tes, Tor Lechem. So we already learned in the past that the halacha is that if you have something, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, and we pass in this way, if you have something that starts out more than a kezayis, then in such a case, we saw in Sif Yud that the halacha is that even if it doesn't have tar lechem, third line from the top, fourth line from the top, in Sif Yud, it still gets a hamotzi. So Mishnah Berurah asks on himself over here. Over here we said that it needs to have a kezayis and tar lechem. I thought before and we say you don't. So the answer is that over here we're talking about chiloso isa v'sofo sufganin, or sofo sufganin, etc., etc. So then in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. Sif katan pei. So there again, so what's the bottom line? If it has a kezayis, even though it starts off, tchilaso isa v'sofo sufganin, then in such a case, it will still get a hamotzi, and we have a chshash. Says the Mishnah Berurah, pashtida v'kreplach, sif katan pei, pirish, shememulam b'basar, it's full of meat. Ukemosha kosov self simin zebahago, the elu mumalim bimine peros, have a pass habobikisin, kemosha kosov a siv zain, muvarchin lechatchila barmini mizonos, bidalo kravasudas elayu, vafil benefa bitanur. The koze udasa rama. You know what? Let's leave right now the Taz, and let's discuss the Shita of the Rama. He says, Pashtida and Kreplach have a Torah Lechem. And if that would be so, if a person would be Koveya Suda, so then in such a case, the bracha will have to be a Hamotzi. Let's skip the Taz for now. Pe'alif, Mikri Tar Lechem. So we said that it has a Tar Lechem. Kreplach has a Tar Lechem. Ratzalomar. What does it stand for? If he wants to be yotze the dasa yeshcholkim, the hainu rabbeinu tam, or as well that those who say where it's nespashal b'mayim on a tagid m'shemen, so then in such a case he should make a hamotzi. There's a chshash of hamotzi, and therefore you should eat it only in a meal. Now rabosai, I want to repeat that l'chura, the Rama is choshesh v'shitas Rabbeinu Tam that we spent a lot of time on. Because the Rama says that even if at the end of the day you cooked it in oil, the Rama says when it comes to these kreplach, as long as it has a Torah lechem, so then in such a case he's choshesh that it's chayiv that it's chayiv a hamotzi. And just simply because the fact that it's pasav b'kisnin doesn't necessarily automatically make it a mizonos. It has a tar lechem, and if a person is koveya su'uda, so in such a case, there's a chash for hamotzi. Now, in the shiurim of this week, we developed, and I leave off with a tzarechiyun. Did anybody solve this problem? That l'chura, the Mishnah Brura earlier, I'm not going to spell out entirely how. Well, I'll make reference to it through the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Brura earlier, in Sif Katan Ayin Hay, as explained in the Be'er Halacha Divra Masnul V'Na'agula Hakel, seemed to say that we don't paskin at all like Rabbeinu Tam. What was the nafkamina? The nafkamina was, do you have to be choshesh for birchas hamazon if you had kedei sviya of chiloso iso v'sofo sufganin? Do you have to be choshesh to bench? So Mishnah Brura said, in general, no, except for one exception, which I'll just say in one sentence was called nimlach. If you don't understand what that means, nimlach, that's okay. We discussed in shir, but one exception. And the Be'er Halacha explained why Nimlach is an exception to the rule. The Magen Avraham did not understand this way. The Magen Avraham understands that Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash are two legitimate shitos, and therefore the Magen Avraham comes to the conclusion that the Halacha is that you would have to be Choshesh when it comes to Birchas HaMazon. Here, all of a sudden in this Ramah, somebody teach me what I'm doing wrong over here. Here, all of a sudden in this Ramah, we have the Ramah once again being Choshesh with Pashtida and Kreplach. When it's Nispashel B'mayim Onitgam B'shemen, as the Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan Pei Aleph, that it will have, if it has a Tar Lechem, that the Bracha is going to be Eramotzi. It's a Safek, it's a Machlokas between the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam. But at the end of the day, he says the bracha is going to be a hamotzi. We have to be choshish for it. Let's see it fleshed out in the Mishnah Berurah. If katan pei beis pirush hayeshchalkim aniska leel. Who's the yeshchalkim? That is the yeshchalkim that we could find on the first line on page 138 in the Mechaber. Desvir lei David lechem gomur. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Umevarich ala hamotzi vafil b'lo kavasu damayri. Dafke be isa shlo nilusha mit chilasa b'shem v'vash. Ulekach svirle. Dikim and avim mit chilasa isa gemura. Since it starts out as an isa gemura, kishar lechem, lo nifka shama, in other words, its name, le'inyin chiyuv ha-motzi. Aften etag na'acha kach b'shem v'nasa kipas kisnin. It's true that by putting in oil become pas kisnin, but that doesn't take away pas kisnin. If you're koveya suda, what bracha are you going to get? It's going to get ha-motzi. He says, but this doesn't apply if it already started out being mixed with honey and oil. So that would be tchilaso sufganin v'sofo sufganin. But there wouldn't be any discussion about something being a straight up hamotzi if you put oil in it right away. Because there, that would follow as chiloso sufganin v'sofo sufganin. Okay. So it seems to me, I'm a little confused about the shita of Moran HaChafetz Chaim. It seems to me over here, the Chafetz Chaim goes ostensibly with this Ramah, and that means that there are times that he's choshesh for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore he says that kreplach, when it has a tar lechem, is going to be a legitimate shayla. Now, that's how it seems to be that we paskin. Question is, so for kreplach, if the kreplach is made, as we spelled out last time, if the kreplach are made with oil, with water, and it doesn't have a lot of oil that's put inside, so then in such a case it has a tar lechem, and then it's going to be a problem. And especially if one is koveya su'uda, if one is eating it during a su'uda, then it will be the chiyuv of hamotzi. In order for us to get practical and talk about other examples, there is a fundamental machlokas that we didn't mention in the shiurim, that there was a confusion of where to find in the Shulchan Aruch, which is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Ginas Vradim. Rabbi Akiva Eger on this simin in Sifkatan Zayin. In the end, you guys have it over there? Okay. He doesn't understand, he quotes the Ginas Vradim that doesn't understand our safek at all, la'alocha l'maisa. The Mechaber told us that we have a machlokis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. And he says, as already the Mechaber started doing it, Yeresha Mayim was choshesh for both of them. And we see the Ramos choshesh, not only Yeresha Mayim, halacha l'maisa is choshesh for both of them. Says the Ginas Vradim, what does it mean that you're choshesh for both of them? What did the Mechaber tell us in order how to be choshesh for both of them? What should a Yeresha Mayim do when it comes to all things that chilaso isa v'selfo sufkanim? What did he tell us to do? What? To have it in a meal, to have it in a suda. Zokdil ginas vradim, the following kasha. By the way, now as you're reading this to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you could, again, in the Asuke Shmaitzah Shir, we don't have that much time to touch on everything, but you should work on it. Not only work on the Tosos, also work on the Poskim. So, the Ginas Vradim has the following kasha. We're gonna maybe look inside the Ginas Vradim also. We'll see if we have time. Say Rabbi Akiva Eger and Sifkat and Zion writes the following. Ayin b'sefer Ginas Vradim chelik alef simin chav dalit shehiksha dimimanivsha im kova ala b'vadei varach hamotzi kemo pasa b'vikisnin v'meina koveya v'lo avamikar suda eina niftaros b'birchas hamotzi. Could someone tell me what the Ginas Vradim's kasha is on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch? Everybody, of course, has the Magen Avraham with Rabbi Akiva Eger, right? The Ginas Vradim is the second that you need less. We're focusing on Rabbi Akiva Eger. So what does he say over here, Rabbi Osai? What's the Ginas Vradim's kasha? What's the Ginas Vradim's kasha? His kasha is like this. He asks. The Mechaber says that the halacha is that you should only eat b'tocha suuda. What's halacha by pasal bo v'kisnin? If you're kovei suuda, make that motzi. So just say that you're being kovei suuda. That's his kasha. Just say you're being kovei suuda. Oh, this is great. Someone left the ra'ah from yesterday here, and I left my kovei mefarsha. Nu Rabosai, what do you want to say about the Ginas Vradim's kasha? Ginas Vradim asks. At the end of the day, why does he say just eat b'tocha su'uda? There's a very basic idea. It's pasa b'v'knissin, b'koveya su'uda, and then the shayla falls away.
Koshes for both sides. If you have
Just one second. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
That you spoke to the side that says that even if you do have a shirk this year, they're going to say that you shouldn't be benching right now.
Let's talk about the Bracha Rishona.
Yeah.
What's going to be the status of the Bracha Rishona? Yes, Eitan?
That maybe if the question is when you're eating it and it's not till Suda and you're not Kabeya Suda, what Bracha would it get? Because you're saying it's Kabeya Suda, then you say Amotzi, but if you're not Kabeya Suda, what are you
going to
make on it?
Okay, so you want to say that Mechaber is only talking about a case where he's not Kovei Asuda. So that might be implicit in the Ramah. But the Mechaber makes no mention of that whatsoever. Mechaber doesn't give you that option. He doesn't give you the option of being Kovei Asuda. Doesn't give you that option. So what does Rabbi Akiva Eger answer? Rabbi Akiva Eger says like this. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, "Umin mechilas kvod torasa, kivan delish shitazu lo avilechem, kivan delo nefa v'havikim odaisa, v'afilu bekavo einam avarech hamotzi uberchas hamazim upashut." What's Rabbi Akiva Eger's teretz? He says, you, even if you're Kaleh Su'uda, the bracha that you're going to get is not going to be a hamotzi. Why? He says it falls into the category of daisa. Daisa, the bracha is mizonos, small grains that have been processed, bracha is mizonos, and we never see that you could be kovei suuda on it. Rabosai, I'd like you to think, based on the Rishonim that we've learned up until now, what's the crux of the machlokis, what's the mekudas ha-machlokis between the ginas vradim and Rabbi Akiva Eger? Is the ginas vradim a dumbbell? He says, daisa, what's the crux of this machlokis? What's the omek of this machlokis? There are many possible ways that you could go. I want to leave you for that for homework for Sunday. Whoever thought that this was all just halacha? No, these are the yesodos that we've learned in the Gemara and the Rishonim. What is the omek of this machlokis between the Ginas Radim and Rabbi Akiva Eger? Now, let us show that the lamdus becomes halacha lemaisa. Take a look at your photocopy of the Sefer Zos HaBracha. Let's talk halacha lemaisa now. Take a look at page number 218. He quotes this Rabbi Akiva Eger.
They don't have page numbers.
It's the right side of the page. That's a Sefer Zos HaBracha. It's one of the most comprehensive svarim. He says, he quotes the Tshuvas Ginas Vradim. I want you guys to work on it. Just because he quotes it doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. He says that when you have pasta, chashiv shapir teresa de nahama, it still has teresa de nahama. Kimokain biisa shet filasa isa v'sofa sufganim ladeos halelu halalu im kava mevarech hamotzi. If you're Kovea Suda, you get a motzi. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eger Cholai. Now I want you to tell me, what is the Yisod Machlokas? He didn't get involved into the Yisod Machlokas. I want you to try to be Ma'amik. And what's the Yisod Machlokas? That he didn't do. Maybe you'll change the halacha once you get involved in the Machlokas. Once you begin to put your thinking caps on. However, he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger that says no. He says it's like Daisa. Who's he going to choose? Rabbi Akiva Eger somehow has dominated the world of Torah. He's going to follow Rabbi Akiva Eger's mahalach, and it's not enough just to do Mishnah Brura. You got to know the Rabbi Akiva Eger's, and halacha lemaisa is going to be dependent on the Rabbi Akiva Eger. Why didn't the Mishnah Brura quote this Rabbi Akiva Eger as a shtickel pella? Because this Rabbi Akiva Eger is very, very important to halacha. So first of all, let me just remind you all the homework that you have to do over the Shabbos. Number one, your Rebbe doesn't understand the Mishnah Brura's Mahalach at all about the Machlokas Rash Rabbeinu Tam. Chaval, spend the whole week, learn Rash Rabbeinu Tam, you gotta know how you paskin. With all the svaras and how your masbi, you gotta know how you paskin. So I'm stuck. I don't know how the Mishnah Brura paskins. Earlier he seems to say that he's not choshesh at all for Rabbeinu Tam, and then in the end, in the Ramah, he is. Unless you're gonna say that he is, and he's only talking in the Mechaber earlier. I don't know. That seems difficult to me. Number one. Number two, your homework is to understand what's behind the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Ginas Vradim. That's number two. And now what we're going to do is review the halachas, halacha lemaisa, what emerges from all of these things. He does prove, even though he doesn't quote Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Zos HaBracha proves from a Mishnah Brura that we did well, that we made reference to already now, he proves how the Mishnah Brura paskins on this Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Ginas Vradim. If you're Koveya Suuda on pasta, do you make a Hamotzi or not? How do we do it? We don't make a Hamotzi, right? Could someone prove it from our Mishnah Brura? This is a simon that all you didn't learn well this week. Prove it to me, chapter and verse. Chapter and verse. It's a strong riot. What's that? Question is, could you prove to me that the Mishnah Berurah holds that even if you're kovei suda on pasta, you don't make a hamotzi? Chapter and verse. Very good. You didn't mean Michal, I don't think you meant the last one in the Sif. Maybe you meant Sif Katan Ayin Hey. In Sif Katan Ayin Hey, the Mishnah Berurah has only a Shaila about benching. What about another Shaila? What about Bracha Rishona? So continues the Sefer, the same bracha. He did the sugya well, and he did the Mishnah Berurah well, and he says, "V'chein muchach das haMishnah Berurah lahakel ulevarich mizonas al ma'isik derafim kava shekasa haMishnah Berurah kiv samaches ayin bay." I'm sorry, ayin bays, ayin bays. It's a mistake. It's a typo. Yeah, it's a typo. Wow, Rabosa has the simcha. We caught him. We call him on a typo. Well, I don't mean the simchas that we call him. The simon is that we're learning well, that we found a typo. I told you that's one of the biggest simonim of you learning well. If you're able to know for sure that there was a mistake in the sefer, it should not say shekasa mishabru kuf samaches ayin beis. It should say kuf samaches ayin hey. Very good, Netano. Bidin tchilaso isa v'sofos ufganin. The same tools that you use for lamdus in the Ramban and Tosos, you use also in learning up the Mishnah Berurah. So selfos of Kant, Sheesh La Hachmir Bisava Misafe. Umash Meshal Mandomer Dino Kimizonos Gamim Kava Potter. The only discussion is if you ate Sevilla in terms of Birchas Hamazon. And here the Mishnah Berurah happened to be Makel. Vamevin Yavin Am Lachura confused with a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. But what's clear is that the Mishnah Berurah has a psak of Mizonos. Nimtze. Sheikar al halacha shekol isa shenisbashla dina kemaisa kedera. It's considered like a mesa kedera, like daisa, and that would mean that anything that starts that's chiloso isa v'self v'sufkanin, there's no problem of being kovea seuda. Okay, so that in terms of machlokas Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ginas Vradim, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Is the Ginas Vradim crazy? I don't think so. I want you to tell me why. Give me a few reasons why the Ginas Vradim is not crazy, but bottom line, Rabbi Kiva Eger has the upper hand, and we pass like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Practically, what does this mean? So let's get to a couple of practical examples. Nimtza sheikal halacha shkalisha shen spashal dina k'maisa k'dera u'mavarech mizonos afim kava. That's number one. Number two, Oz Gimel. Isa shenefsa betanur. Up until now, we've been discussing things. Our whole sif was discussing things that were cooked afterwards in a pot. What happens if it's then cooked in an oven? Imi asuya sif gimel in the Zos HaBracha. Imi asuya mikenach umayim bilvad. He nikris pas. Vadin levarich hamotzi. Vimi milusha bimine mesika. But if there's sweet stuff in, so in such a case, then the Ramah in a few places says that will make it a mezonos, as long as you're not koveya su'uda. Now, okay, so that's important to keep in mind. If there's sweet stuff that's thrown in, then it becomes pasa babakisnan, even if it's not mevushal or metuga. That will make it pasa babakisnan, and then that will be subject to whether you're koveya su'uda or not. Now, let's skip down to Kugel. The Indian Kugel, Nechleku Vazem Migdole Dorein. Ladas Echa Migdole Ador Yeshlo Din Torah Lechem. Now, Rabosai, Kugel has the following problem. Kugel, even if the Kugel starts off as being the Tugon in the pasta was originally cooked in a pot, yet at the same time, Some poskim say it's a din Torah lechem. If it has a din Torah lechem, so then we come to the Ramah Shita of Kreplach. So then it would possibly be that if a person's koveya suda, then what bracha should he get? Hamotzi. Mikivan shu nefa achar shen is bashel. Now, if you went like the Rash, so then the halacha would be tchilas oisav esav osufganim. That's it. No more lechem. We don't care. However, we go with we're choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam. The moment we go with Rabbeinu Tam, so then what emerges is what? Then what emerges should be that the halacha is that it gets, that it should get what? That it should get a chashash of a motzi. And then he quotes that the Mi'iri Yimsachim Alam Avavam Abeis seems to say that. If you have something that was in the hot water and then baked, in such a case, it's going to get a motzi. Ach, harbe poskim cholkim alav. But most of the poskim today disagree. Why? They want to say it's not considered toar lechem. V'nira hasvar b'zeh, second line from the top, on the second page, on the other part of the page, she'itriot, that pasta lo rak she'i maisek deira, ela ein lam toar lechem. Ulachein ein afiyan no senesan din lechem. That pasta doesn't have a din lechem. Now there were early poskim that seemed to say that. However, what they want to say is that it doesn't have a Torah lechem. So bottom line is kugel, even if you're eating it for a meal, lakshin kugel and so on, even though it was baked afterwards, since the pasta doesn't have a din Torah lechem, by the way, you can find Rishonim who seem to say that they might have, but we paskin, that's what it seems, that doesn't have din Torah lechem, therefore, even if you're kovei suda, it gets a mezonos. However, he asks a very interesting question. Let's continue on. Lasagna. Od yesh la'ayim b'dina itriot. Itriot are pasta. Harechavot. Hamiyuchadot l'tavsh l'akuri lasagna. So their special pasta that's called lasagna pasta. Shegam oso tavsh l'asum mi'itriot shemevashim osam. Va'achekach ofim osam. So here we got an interesting question. Here when they make the, you know what I'm talking about? These wide lasagna things, right? Your mother has it in the kitchen. They're wide. They're not like a pasta that's used either to eat just as pasta or to make it in lasagna. There are some lasagnas you can make that way. But they're special lasagna pasta. So there, when they make it, the das is ultimately for what? To be ma'afet, to bake it. Oh.
Same thing as pashtida.
Ha'im dinim kukugol sheyesh lehem din tav shel mezonos, o shemi yedinim shone, kivan shein asuyas lechatchil tzorech hafiya. Kamo ken yesh lodom besug lasni. What's that, lasagna? Yeah, lasagna. I tried to figure out what Hebrew word it was. She'ein mevash mesitriyo klal lefnei ha'afiya. V'shamati b'shein mora ora. I think, by the way, this was in the days that Rebbe Yoshev wanted his psakim to be anonymous. I think that a lot of the psakim in the Zos HaBracha is Rebbe Yoshev anonymously. Shein lam din dar lechem. V'chein hoire li Rav Scheinberg. Zat Salam both of them last year. V'hosif av shein mavusho klal. Yesh levarech la mizonos. Kivan shein lam lo din lechem klal. So he says, therefore the bracha when it comes to lasagna is going to be mizonos as well, even though it's a shtickl chidush. It's hard to imagine Rabbeinu Tam would say that it gets a mezonos.
Well, there are many factors to our lechem.
Right.
There's no Torah lechem there.
Right. Ah, so the question is, are you going to say that doesn't have Torah lechem? If it ends up as, but how does it end up? It ends up like a pashtida. So what are you going to say that, what's a pashtida? A pashtida is a type of kugel, right? So you want to say it's less because there's so much cheese and so on and so forth. It's not mevatel, but maybe it doesn't have Torah lechem. I agree with you. That's, I don't know what his kavani is, but we'll say it on our own. That the cheese and so on makes it doesn't have Torah lechem. So at the end of the day, their das is that's going to be thrown in with other cheese and other things. Pizza we're not going to touch now. We'll touch pizza later on. Kvar biyarnu shalmazono shen ispashu machas ma'at shemin kidei shal yidabe kama'afa machvas dino kafiyah. If you add oil simply that doesn't burn the pan, it has a din of afiyah. Final shayla, malawach. That's really, really good. Malawach. So what's the, we gotta finally get to that before we get to parsha. You know, you guys don't know Malala. Yeshiva sometimes has, right? B'lechem Malalach, yesh lo din, you know, you've had too much, right? B'lechem Malalach, yesh lo din lechem im kova. It has a din lechem. Hu adin b'machvosios. Now, Rabosa is a very, very important point. The Malalach is made by with oil inside. Rabosa, answer the question. The Malalach is made with oil inside. Not enough oil. If there would be more oil, it would be deep fried.
No, so then, this is only for Kisman. This is hot on this is
no.
People have to be a
suda. No. If it was metugam b'shemen, no, I'm not talking about. Wait. Slow. If it's metugam b'shemen, so then in such a case is bonu lemachlokes rabenu tam thorash. If it's metugam b'shemen. It's Banu Lamachlokis Rabbeinu Tam Barash. No, you disagree with me, Natana? If it was all the way, if the flour ends up being Metugan B'Shemen, so then in such a case, it's Banu Lamachlokis Rabbeinu Tam Barash, and would it be clear cut? And we would say only B'tal Chasuda. And then the Rabbi Kiva Eger would throw out the argument of the Ginas Rodim, who says just to be Kovei Asuda. It would be banu l'machlokes. It would be a really confusing thing. But here it's not confusing. Why? Because it's not deep fried. If it would be deep fried, then you would have a real problem with the malamach. Because there it has tohar lechem. It's not deep fried. It's pan fried. And the pan, by the way, pan fried, Rabosai, you have to be even careful pan fried. If there's a lot of oil, bring me a raya from the Beis Hamikdash. That the bracha would be, if it's a lot of oil, so then in such a case, then it's totally, and the whole goes back to the whole sugya, as far as that's concerned. It could be if there's a lot of oil, then in such a case, and it could be that it's already be misaling. It's considered chiloso isa v'sofo sufganim, and chiloso isa v'sofo sufganim, banu l'machlokis, harash, barabenu tam. Rabosa, I'd like to share with you, a very important Musa from Parsha. If you don't mind, Daniel, pass me a. Right, we don't have a lot of time at all. Rabos, I want to spend 5 minutes to talk about Koach HaDibur, Gemara Shabbos, Koach HaDibur of an individual. Bali Musar speak about that we don't realize that every word that we say has profound implications for us and the entire world. Every single word that we say. Yaakov Avinu killed his wife.